Blog Talk Radio.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seen no one care. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and erase the strain.
You, with no one,
with no one.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to the new season of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold has a new season on Blog Talk Radio, Monday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of religion and rhythm. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These are the basic essentials of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues and jazz and rock and roll. And even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, still striving to be the people that God would have them to be. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. It is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so that you can tell others about Gospel Gold. On the Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. Each program is archived. That means that each program has a separate link. You can always go back to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, find whatever program that you would like to hear, click on that specific link. It will take you to that program. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. It is our custom that before we start our program, we start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the new season of Gospel Gold. We thank you, Lord, for those who are listening and those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded. We ask, God, that you will instill in our hearts and minds, give us the encouragement to keep on praising your name. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for tonight. But first, let's listen to this.
Let a day go by without praising his name. I can't forget from whence I came. I can't let a day go by without counting the cost. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't let a day go by without praising his name. I can't forget. I can't forget. Been through the fire, I've been through the flood, like a good soldier, God knows I've been trying. I've got a story, I've got a story that's got to be told. I can't keep it. Do to tell them to hold on. I came from whence I came. I can't let a day go by. Now peace will come. I can't let a day go by without praying His name. I can't let a day go by without praying. You see, He's been too good.
Our first feature tonight is the O'Neill Twins. The O'Neill Twins hail from a long-established family out of central St. Louis, Missouri. Their grandparents belong to the Pentecostal movement headquarters, the All Saints Holiness Church, which later became associated with the Church of God in Christ in Missouri. Under the guidance of the late Bishop Daniel Bostic, the twins Edgar and Edward were born in 1938 to Rowena and Edward O'Neill III. Early vocal endeavors were encouraged by their pastor, Elder James Ward. However, the boys did not take singing seriously until they were well in their teens. Fooling around on the piano and knowing a little about harmony, the boys continued to sing, and they were hampered by the fact that they were not from a musical family. But the boys persevered, and by the late 1950s were singing in storefront churches, prayer meetings, and occasional trips as guests in and out of St. Louis. Now, in St. Louis was the Greater Bethlehem Baptist Church on Washington Street, pastored by Reverend Cleophas Robinson. The O'Neills became featured guests on Robinson's church programs, and in 1962, the twins were introduced to Don Robey, head of Peacock Records in Houston, Texas. Don Robey signed the pair to a 5-year contract. The twins' first single, topped with the song Every Day with Jesus, yielded promising sales figures. It wasn't until the release of the 6th Peacock single, I'll Trade a Lifetime, in September 1966, that things started to take off. I'll Trade a Lifetime was written by Clyde Bradley, who went on to write other songs for the twins. The twins recorded 7 singles, 2 albums for Peacock Records. Up to this point, the twins had only adopted the music business as a semi-professional basis. But in 1968, the Reverend James Cleveland, longtime friend and mentor and admirer, persuaded the twins to turn professional and go out on the road with him. The O'Neills toured for 2 years with Reverend James Cleveland. After this, they headlined at Carnegie Hall, Madison Square Garden, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Edgar says that the O'Neills' strongest influence was Reverend James Cleveland and the late Charles Watkins of New York City. The O'Neills worked with many Pentecostal choirs throughout the 80s. The O'Neills were back in Savoy Studios in 1981, supported by the Corinthian Temple Church of God in Christ Radio Choir out of Chicago, This was under the direction of Lavinia Whitley. The twins now billed themselves as ambassadors of gospel, making a strong comeback. In 1982, the O'Neills appeared in a major role in George T. Nuremberg's gospel movie documentary, Say Amen, Somebody, with the late Thomas A. Dorsey, Sally Martin, and the Barrett sisters. The film gave the twins an opportunity to star alongside their beloved friend and mentor, Mother Willie Mae Ford Smith, the great gospel pioneer of the Windy City. In 1985, the O'Neills took their first trip to Bermuda, and on the strength of this, they were invited back to an extensive tour. A journey to England with Maddie Moss Clark and the Clark sisters came about that very same year. The death of Edward O'Neill in 1990 almost paralyzed Edgar with grief. The brothers were very close. But after wounds began to heal, Edgar started going out on his own, solo singing the songs that he had performed and recorded with his dear brother. Edgar O'Neill died Wednesday, January 16, 2008, at Christian Memorial Hospital. He was 70 years old. Tonight, on Gospel Gold, the O'Neill Twins.
To me, I appreciate them. Out of all the times He's made a way for me, I can't forget them. Not my goodness, but your grace brought me all the way, oh Lord. I appreciate all He's done for me, my Lord.
As long as I live, praise now because I appreciate
you. Oh, yes, I do.
I'd like to say it one more time. Wherever you are, can you say it with the right now? Long as I live, praise to God.
Keeps on making a way for me. Doors are open. Now I'm able to see. I can truly say that the Lord has made a way. Oh yeah, He keeps on making a way for me. He keeps on making a way for me. My back, no food to eat. I can truly say that the Lord has made a way. He keeps on making a way for me. Why don't you raise your hand and say, He keeps on.
I can truly say,
I can truly say,
mercy. Wait a minute. I know how you feel. I know, but we got to get through, see. I know how you feel. Come on. All right, I'm going to... celebration, all right? It's been 20 years.
got the charter. I had his faith. On the cross. Finished. Finished. Yeah. At Calvary. At Calvary. But it was just hanging on the cross I had at Calvary. He was carrying the sins of the world at Calvary. I'm gonna save you. Can't dismiss. You've been guilty. Can't dismiss. Can't dismiss. Saved by grace. All right, all right.
One of the things that we like to do here on Gospel Gold is to introduce or reintroduce people to gospel artists who may not have been given as much airplay during their time. And one of them tonight that we want to feature is Reverend Milton Bingham. When we talk about Reverend Milton Bingham, we have to talk about the Florida Mass Choir. The Florida Mass Choir arrived on the scene in the late 1970s. This is when mass choirs were beginning to dominate the gospel radio and the gospel billboard charts. Amazing hit album after hit album came out in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. The Florida Mass Choir took full advantage of this popularity and helped to inspire other cities to organize their own mass choirs. A series of events led to the founding of the Florida Mass Choir, the first of which was the establishment of the Florida chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop of America. In 1972. Attending the Gospel Music Workshop of America board meeting in New Orleans, Fred Mendelson of Savoy Records heard a tape of Florida chapter members and a new redemptive ensemble of Tampa under the direction of Reverend Milton Bingham and Arthur T. Jones. Mendelson was so taken by the tape that he decided to record the group for Savoy. The Time Is Now was released in 1974. Subsequently, the Tampa Mass Choir was assembled from members of Tampa Chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop of America, as well as from the new Redemptive Ensemble and the Voices of Faith Community Choir, also the Tampa Springs Community Choir and the St. Petersburg Concert Chorale and the University of South Florida Gospel Choir. Tampa hosted the 8th Gospel Music Workshop of America board meeting, and Savoy recorded the Tampa Mass Choir debut album, I Gave My Life to Thee, in 1976. At this point, Bingham was tagged to be Savoy's promotion director, and Jones set out to strengthen the Florida chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop by training and rehearsing groups in several cities. He assembled the Florida Mass Choir by combining the Tampa Mass Choirs and the Fort Lauderdale Mass Choirs, the Orlando and Greater Miami, Jacksonville, and Gainesville area choirs, and the directors of those choirs, and served as the director of the Florida Mass Choir. Tonight, I wanted to bring Reverend James Bingham to the forefront because after that, he went on to have a very successful solo career, and he also recorded with many mass choirs over the years. So I wanted to bring this great man of the gospel to you tonight, Reverend Milton Bigham, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our cash app is Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have information that we can use on our program. You can get in touch with us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold, Cash App, Gospel Gold 22. We thank you for listening to our program. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. So until we see you next Monday, 12 noon, God bless you is our desire.